They almost missed seeing the makeshift shelter. It was given away only by yellowed leaves, where a few tree branches had been broken off in an effort to hide the entrance. Daggett drew his rifle and stepped down behind his horse. Andy followed his example.
Jasper Biggs! Texas Rangers! Come out with your hands up!
The answer contained no discernible words.
Jasper Biggs, Texas Rangers! Come out with your hands up!
I can't move! I'm dying!
Daggett and Andy exchanged glances.
You be ready to shoot if he as much as wiggles.
Daggett bent at the waist and rushed through the narrow opening. Andy was one step behind him, hands tightly gripping his rifle. Biggs lay face down on a dirty blanket, a rail-thin man in clothes too large for him. The back of his shirt and the seat of his filthy trousers were spotted with blood and buckshot holes. Andy was instantly aware of a dank odor, and he knew it came from Biggs himself. The junction sheriff mentioned Biggs's aversion to soap.
High price to pay for a $10 gold piece.
Biggs turned his face upward. Ragged whiskers failed to hide his sunken cheeks and his rheumy gray eyes.
I think that old miser killed me. I feel like that buckshot has worked plumb through to my heart.
From the looks of your britches, that's not where most of it went. Better get your shirt off and your pants down.
What are you fixing to do?
If it's as bad as it looks from here, we gotta dig all that shot out of you. Else it may go into blood poisoning or even gangrene.
You gotta use a knife?
We got nothing else.
Andy helped remove his shirt and pull down his long underwear and trousers.
Oh, God, I think I'm about to die.
The corners of the tall ranger's mustache lifted in amusement.
The wages of sin.
He must have got some distance away before the shot hit him. They don't look to have gone very deep.
Deep enough to kill him if they don't come out.
Daggett winked at Andy.
We'll do our best to save you, Jasper.
Andy fetched water and washed Biggs's back and rump of dried blood so he and Daggett could see more clearly what they were doing.
You hold him down while I pick a while. He's apt to flounce around to ride smart.
Daggett took out his pocket knife.
It'd be a good idea to sterilize that blade in the fire first.
That's a good idea. You start one. Now, Jasper, you just lay real still and get yourself ready. This is gonna hurt like hell. I hope you're man enough to take it.
Oh, God. Just let me die now. No!
Each tiny probe of the blade point prompted a whimper. Most of the shot popped out easily. Daggett wiped sweat on his sleeve.
Here, Andy, you finish it. All this blood is making me sick at my stomach.
Actually, little fresh blood appeared. The damage was near the surface, and minor.
Jasper, if you live and if you ever get out of jail, I hope you'll remember this and repent your heathen ways. You get yourself an honest job and enjoy the untroubled sleep of a righteous man.
Andy checked to be certain he'd missed no buckshot.
He's not going to ride a horse for a while.
You hear that, Jasper? You may never ride again. Maybe even walk. You may have to spend the rest of your day standing up or laying on your stomach. Mighty poor way for a man to finish out his time. But you brought it on yourself.
The two rangers stepped outside.
Know a ranch around here where we can borrow a wagon?
I think so. You spread it on pretty thick.
Meant to. Jury's liable to take pity on such a sorry-looking specimen and let him get away light. The more scared he was and the more he hurt, better off he'll remember this day when he thinks about lifting his hand to mischief again.
I used to know an old preacher named Webb. He'd say you've got a devious mind.
I believe in due punishment, even if I have to deal it out myself.